Praise the Lord. Dear friends, for today's meditation, we take an episode from the book of Exodus. In fact, the most important event in the history of salvation in the Old Testament. The crossing of the sea. I read from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." It was very difficult for the people to keep still at that time, because we know what was happening. The people of Israel had come out of the slavery of Egypt triumphantly. In a great triumphant procession, they had come out. And God led them into the desert. And there, on the shore of the Red Sea, they were asked to put their camps. The Pharaoh who allowed them to go out of the land repented of his work, of his action, and then followed the people with an army. When the Israelites turned back and looked into the desert, they saw the clouds. And in the clouds, they saw the Egyptian army, the chariots, racing towards them. Now they are caught. In front you have the Red Sea, and behind you have the army of Pharaoh, caught between the enemy and the sea in the desert. No escape route is left. This is very wrong strategy, they thought. In fact, they thought that God was really trapping them. God and Moses together brought them into the desert and make them put their camps in a place where there was no escape possible. So they were angry. They were angry with God. They were angry with Moses. And they asked, Exodus 14:11. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness?" In fact, they could have taken a different route. The normal route from Egypt to Canaan was through the sea coast, the shore of the Mediterranean Sea. That is a normal trade route. In fact, they could have taken that route, but they did not take because God told Moses to go to the desert, and if they were to take the normal route, they might have to fight with the Philistines, and maybe the patrolling army of Pharaoh would have caught them earlier. So they were asked to go into the desert, and here they are in the midst of the desert with no escape route. So this is what happens in the life very often. There is no escape left, no way to get out of this danger. And they have nowhere to go. It is in this context of crisis situation that the people cried to God, and Moses was asked by God to stretch his hand, the rod over the sea, and enter into the sea. When Moses obeyed God, stretched out his rod over the raging waters, the waters split. That's what the Bible tells us. And there appeared a narrow path in the midst of the water. And people were asked to get into the sea. In the midst of the sea, in the dry land, in the path, they could walk. This is what happens in life. When we think everything is lost and no way, no escape route is left, there opens a road in the midst of the sea. So whatever happens in our lives, however tragic the situation may appear, there will be always a route. God doesn't close all the doors without opening a window through which we can see his light and through which we can escape. So this will happen to us. In many situations, we'll be in crisis. But one thing we have to keep in mind. Keep still. Trust firmly in God. God will not abandon us. If he has brought us into this critical situation, he has his own plans for that. We may not be seeing this, the reason of God's plan, we don't see the purpose why God has allowed this crisis, but God has a purpose. Only we should believe, and the faith will give us the calm. Stand still, keep still, and you will see God's power. And God's power, the people saw, they saw God's might, and they entered the promised land through the sea. And this will happen in our lives. So let us be calm, trust in His presence, in His love. Amen.